It's the third day of June. This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, is on the phone line to take a look on this Tuesday at what the numbers look like from Chicago. And it was kind of bleak there at the CME Group today, wasn't it?
You know, it was really nice and green out when we saw after the 8/10 of an inch of rain we got last night driving in this morning, but we haven't seen much but red since then.
Oh, yeah, I know. We got 8/10 of it. And then yesterday afternoon's USDA report from the crop progress said, oh, she looks great out there.
They did. You know, it was one of the within a percentage of the top rating for the first rating on corn that we ever had. You know, we caught up as far as planting goes, so basically 95% done, right on schedule with everything that way. And the weather, extended weather forecast continues to look very, very favorable. So needless to say, we took some air out of the pumpkin here today, and it just, you know, it doesn't look as good. And we're down towards the levels that could turn us a little bit negative if we close below that $12 mark in the November beans. That doesn't look good technically wise. If we go below the $6 on the July wheat, doesn't look very good. And, you know, the D's corn, if it breaks through 450, it doesn't look very good. So we're real close to those levels. Are we going to stabilize, or are we going to go down through and look nasty? I don't know.
Yeah, so it all depends at this point. At least the trade is all looking forward to the crop that is in the ground. But, of course, we have some sort of short supplies for both old crop corn and soybeans. I'm wondering, will the trade have to come back to this, or will the commercial sector be glad to just go ahead and move it along with some basis moves that are at lower levels?
You know, that is a big question. But, you know, flat price-wise, you know, we do know that we're going to have to see some more exports come in on the beans to keep our balance sheet from going negative. And that way, and, you know, tomorrow we got the census report out that's going to tell us exactly basically what beans were imported during last month, during April, that way. And we're going to, you know, take a real close look at that and see what's going on. And we know, you know, that we're going to have to establish, and probably to get up to the balance sheet we're using right now, import another $30 million on top of what's already been imported or coming our way.
So we have lots of reports that are coming out. The census report tomorrow. We have a WASD report due out next week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the month, we get some acreage reports, and we get a grain stocks report. And I don't know. I suppose we could see some changes in any of those.
You know, we're never for sure. That's why we have to wait and see the report to tell. But, you know, we know that we're going to be very tight on old crop beans. We don't know for sure as to how everything else is going to play out and, you know, what acreage really got planted. Was there extra corn planted early when stuff was going in? Will there be corn acres switched to beans in the north part of the country where there's still that 5% left to plant? And or what did it get switched to, or is it prevented plant?
What's your best advice to producers for the day? They just hang on?
I think right at these levels, we did see a couple of the advisory firms push sales of beans here today, just not wanting them to go below $12, and I think around the $12.25 that they did advance another 10%. So if you don't have any beans sold, why, we'd probably say that's not an all bad thing. But if you're up to where you want to be, why, we're going to sit tight and see what a couple of these reports say.
It was a little greener once we got over to the livestock side of the futures market. Everything was higher there.
Well, you know, great just starting grilling season, number one. Great demand for beef and pork out there right now. And, you know, and then as far as we look at the feeders, why, as corn and beans, bean meal go down, why, that sort of helps the feeders prices go up. So all the livestock is very, you know, we're tight on stocks, just like we are on old crop beans in the open livestock market, and a big demand season coming up right now.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That is Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Joins us on this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm kind of hopeful that you have begun to dial in at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. If not, now's a great time. If you're listening online, go back to our homepage at willag.com. WILLAG.org. Hit that red button that says donate at the top of the page. However you do it, make sure you tell them, make sure you inform the folks that you are calling in support of agriculture. Dave Dickey and I kind of like the $200 level. $100 is great. $500 is fantastic. $50, magnificent. Whatever you can do to help us out. We are putting all the money in the bank at the end of the year by the 30th day of this month that we'll spend next year. It's kind of an odd thing, even in in the public radio system, but we do it, and we make sure that the money is there before we spend it. We hope you appreciate that and that you appreciate our agricultural programming. Again, 217-244-9455. Call in with your pledge of financial support or willag.org and hit the red button at the top of the page.